Let's make an adjustment. Halftime adjustment. What's up, Athens?
What's up?
Just not going to deal with this today, man. You're pissing me off today. I just feel like you got an attitude. No smiles out of this guy. What's it to be happy to, about, right?
There ain't nothing to smile about.
Job finished?
There ain't no job. You see what they did to my goat?
What'd they do to your goat?
They have this man, Daniel
Daniel
Jones,
Jones?
publicly apologizing to the garbage city of New
That's why
York.
you've been sad all day, hasn't it? Oh my goodness. It's been. That makes sense. I'm sorry.
No, that's not it. That's
That's not
yeah.
why you've been sad all day.
I
That's not
haven't
what.
been sad all day. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's why you have been grumpy all day.
But I haven't been grumpy either.
What are you?
I'm him.
You a chill guy?
About to leave this call. If I see one more chill guy, if I hear one more chill guy, I'm gonna leave this call.
Right, let's get
If
into
I
it.
get a text and it says chill guy, I'll leave this call. If I even think about chill guy, I'll leave this call.
Well, you brought up Daniel Jones. So let's just talk about those New York football teams. All right, let's start with your Giants. They're 2-8. Daniel Jones took reps as a safety. A safety. He took reps with the fourth team. Tommy DeVito is coming in against the Buccaneers, 1 o'clock in Tampa. How do you feel as a Giants fan? You excited to see DeVito back on the field? DeVito? Huh?
I mean, honestly, at this point in the season, there's no point. Like, it doesn't matter, like, who your starting quarterback is. Because at this point, it's obviously a tank mission. Like, you're not coming back. You're not winning the NFC East. I mean, weirdly enough, I think Tommy DeVito is about to beat the Bucks. But, like, still, like, at this point in the season, your biggest goal is to secure a nice draft spot. You know, if Daniel Jones is going to keep losing games, let him keep losing games and let us secure a nice draft spot. There was really no reason to put DeVito in other than the fact that, you know, I guess the coaches and the staff are trying to save their jobs right now. Now trying to make it look a little better on their part. So I think you mean like, well, you know, as soon as we took Daniel out, you know, we started winning a couple games or we started playing better. But no, I don't think it was a good idea to take Jones out. I would have liked to see him play to the end of the season. Even though, look, every time he played, man, he caused me mental anguish. I'm not gonna lie, man. Those late nights, man, I was just like, man, I really hate the New York Giants. But like, you know, now that my man Jones is about to be gone, bro, like the subset, like literally when I was watching the video of him apologizing, bro, I was like, what did they do to this man? He was like, yeah, I'm really sorry. I would have liked to win more games for New York. And, you know, I'm the only one that knows how much I wanted to win these games. And I was like, hey, bro, look at them, bro, so dirty. But then again, it just goes to show you, bro, 60 million, bro. 60 million put into this guy just for us to lose Barkley. It puts everything into perspective, you know? You went all in. And don't get me wrong, because the season before, Daniel was playing great. But, you know, you go all in, you lose arguably one of the best players in the league. And then you end up getting rid of the quarterback the next year. So.
You
I
think
mean,
Dable's on the hot seat?
I think the only reason he's on the hot seat is because Prime. I think that's the only reason why. But then again, it might just be a delusion type of thing, you know?
Okay. Well, paying all that money for that quarterback, everyone knew from the beginning of horrible contract. I think the Giants, they could do something hopefully in the draft. It's been a struggle. They've tried to build up that offensive line in the draft, and it's just miss after miss after miss. The only one that they've hit so far has been Andrew Thomas. Malik Nabers, stud. But he needs a quarterback. Maybe this is a hot take, but like I feel like if the line, your offensive line was a little bit better, like I'd say top 15 in the league, Daniel Jones would still be a starter, and he would probably be a mid-tier quarterback, not Buns.
Well, I mean, it's like it's easy to be a quarterback when you have a good O line because like you have time and you're able to think, but it's tough, you know. And that's where I also give Daniel Jones the credit. Like, first of all, you know, he's a white scrambling quarterback, you know. He's pretty good at what he does, but he just doesn't have any time. And now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that he's like the world's most perfect quarterback. Because, you know, he's had his fair share of, you know, dumb interceptions and dumb plays. But like at the same time, like bro has every year that he's been with the Giants, he has not had any time to throw the ball. Like every week, if you check the Giants roster, every week they're reshuffling the O line. Like there's nothing like set in stone over there. So, you know, feel kind of bad for him, but I mean at the same time, man. Yes, it's part of it's a part of the game.
Well, another New York team that has been
Yeah,
struggling has been the Jets. Rodgers, 3-8. They fire their head coach. They fire their general manager. I mean, is this I can't even tell you what's wrong with the Jets. I mean, Rodgers looks horrible for his standards. And I just feel like there's no chemistry. Play calling is horrible. Because they fire the coach and the coaches just don't know what to do. It's just all around rough over there in the Jets. If you ask me, you went all out this year to try to get Rodgers help. You got him Davante Adams, you got him Tyron Smith to block, you got other offensive linemen to help block for him. Garrett Wilson's a stud, but you've had him. Breece Hall's a stud, you've had him. Defense was solid. You also got Nathaniel Hackett to help Rodgers, but they took away his play calling job. I mean, you try to make Rodgers happy. He's an old quarterback, veteran. Everyone thought he'd be solid this year coming back from injury, but looks rough. Looks rough. I think you should blow up the team. Get rid of Rodgers. Rodgers could go the Favre route and go to Minnesota and play good there. But if you ask me, just blow up that team and get as much picks as you can and just rebuild.
I mean, you know, I've never really liked Aaron Rodgers, to be honest. I'm looking kind of happy that he's playing as garbage as he is.
Bro's praying on his downfall.
I can't tell you why, but I like when we were doing other podcast episodes, I kept saying like I felt like bro was rushing himself back from, you know,
Yeah, you
his
said that.
injury. Yeah, bro's rushing himself back from his injury, and I'm like, first of all, you're old as shit. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. You're old as shit. All right. You're not like these young guys. You cannot come back. You're not gonna be able to come back and be able to play on one leg. Like you can't do it. Like he needed to actually take the time away, stay off the drugs, by the way, take the time away and actually recover.
But like if he recovered that fast, Athens, think about it. What if we take like me and you, just hear me out here. Ayahuasca, like he took, right? Steroid, Tren. What do you think? Ayahuasca and Tren. Dream blunt rotation.
I think that you're losing your mind, buddy.
Yeah, you know when these cameras shut off, you're going to look at me in the car when you pick me up and you're going to be like, Ethan, you got the pre-workout? and be like, yeah, all right, you're gonna take that. Then what's gonna happen is it's gonna hit you. It's gonna hit you from head to toe. Your back's gonna start itching, nose is gonna start itching, other places will start itching. And then you're gonna look at me. You're gonna start flexing in that big mirror at the gym, and you're gonna say, Ethan, yo, Ethan. What if I get a cycle for us during the break, the Thanksgiving break, and we just hit it hard, right? You know, just a little. Yeah, right? I'm gonna look at you and I'm gonna say, so fake.
Usually when we go to the gym, I'm just standing there talking about how much I love female reproductive rights. Like, and I'm usually just also like, reciting, Bible verses and stuff. But, I can't, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and act like I didn't ask for pre-workout, because like, I ran out of pre-workout. So I mean, I kindly texted you. I was like, if you don't mind, like, can I borrow some pre-workout? And I mean, he said, yeah, but like, I would never do anything like steroids or tren or testosterone or ayahuasca.
But you told me at the gym the other day when we hit legs and you said
Don't remember
you know exactly what I was going to say.
Don't remember it though.
You know exactly what I was going to say.
Don't
All
remember it.
right, let's move on then because there's a guy out there who ran through three Chiefs looking like he was on steroids. Josh Allen, the best team in New York right now, Buffalo Bills. Are they the best in the league? The best team in the league after beating the Chiefs?
Well,
Wow. Are they the best team in the league after beating the Chiefs?
oh my God, dude. I'm sorry. I'm just like a sleepy baby or something, bro. I don't know. Dude, you're like, I don't know. You're just asking me all these bad questions. I don't
Is
even.
Josh Allen front runner for the MVP?
Oh my. Oh my. Oh my goodness, jeez, wow. Oh my goodness. No, first of all, we both know that he's not. I think he's in third place, but I
These are
don't think he's in
these are
first
just
place.
questions.
Calm down. Stop raising your voice at me. Yeah, so like I think he's in like third place. I don't think I still think it goes to those two guys in Baltimore, Lamar and Derrick Henry, who are both playing at a very high clip,
Listen, as much as both of us want a non-quarterback to win MVP, and I
I
think a
think we
lot
had
of
this
fans,
conversation
yeah,
last
we
week.
did. We're going to have it again because it's got to be brought up. It's a really disappointing situation that we have that it's becoming a quarterback's award. I mean, why have the award when you have just only quarterbacks running it? I mean, I get it. When you're talking, in order to go to the Super Bowl, you need a really good quarterback. But it's not just quarterbacks that make the team good. There's got to be a most valuable player on a team. It's the best player of all of football. And right now, if you ask me, best players in all of football, there's only four. You got Lamar, you got Josh Allen, you got Derrick Henry, and you got Ja'Marr Chase. There's only four that could really are the front runners. I don't think that there's anyone else. Anyone. And there's no way you could convince me.
Not even Sam Darnold.
This guy just sat here, straight faced, a not even Sam Darnold. Straight faced. Now look at him. Now there's that smile. Yeah, now it's going to fade away.
Yeah,
Unbelievable.
my smile always fades away when I talk to you.
Listen, okay. The therapist told us in couples therapy that
Couples, stop this.
it
Hashtag peace and prosperity. Peace and prosperity to you and your family.
done?
Yeah.
All right, good. Listen, they keep going with this with the Buffalo Bills. This could be a Super Bowl team. Only reason why I say could be somehow, some way, Chiefs always manage to do something in the playoffs, and they're looking really, really good in general. So, but hey, I mean, you beat the Chiefs 30-21. You beat in Indianapolis 30-20. I mean, there's Athens in their last four games, they've scored 30. 30 in each and every one of them. That's crazy. This team's stacked on the offensive side. I mean, to know a guy in 3 weeks, Amari Cooper and Josh Allen, and he's throwing to him like he's known him for 2 3 years. It's crazy. Crazy. And then, hey, you love Keon Coleman, don't you?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say I love him, but I like who he is.
Yeah, you mentioned that this past week, and you're like, I like Keon Coleman.
I like you because Keon Coleman kind of reminds me of my cousins. You know, just weird. He's a weird guy, and I respect that because I'm a weird guy.
Keon Coleman, great guy to pick up out of the draft. But moving on to the draft, I mean, it's a little early, I know, but I think without a doubt, whoever gets the first pick, it's looking like Jacksonville right now. Whoever gets that first pick, they're picking Travis Hunter, right?
I saw a mock draft where they had Cam Ward going first. They had Cam Ward going first, then
Well,
Shador, then Travis Hunter.
who had the first pick? That's the question.
Can't remember.
Because there's a lot of mock drafts out there right now. I mean, so far, I think projections are leaning toward Jacksonville having the first overall pick, which is crazy. In 5 years, they've had three first round pick, or 6 years, something like that. They've had three first round picks, first overall picks. It's crazy.
But for them, because I'm pretty sure it was Jacksonville that had the first pick in this mock draft. I feel like it'd be weird for them to pick Cam Ward. I mean, do
Yeah,
you think that?
they're not picking Cam Ward. You just paid Trevor Lawrence all that money this past off. I think it was this past off season. I mean, your only right thing to do with him is just build around him. And I think if you get a guy like Travis Hunter, depending on where they put him, shoot, they can make him play both positions. I doubt it, just to keep him longevity wise. But Travis, you okay?
I was
Just.
looking at the projected draft order.
I'm guessing you saw Shador going to your Giants.
Not a mock draft. It was just the projected draft order, and we have the number one pick.
Hey, that would be interesting. I mean, do you guys get Cam Ward, Travis Hunter? You guys get Shador? Be crazy.
I think this is probably one of the better draft classes in a minute.
I think it's I. All these guys are athletic coming into a draft every year, but there's something about this draft class where it just screams everyone's athletic.
It's like storylines, like Cam Ward, Mr. Nonchalant. You know, you got Travis
Like
Hunter,
you for real,
two-way
right?
player.
Nah, you gotta do Cam Ward celebration.
I don't know his celebration. I'm too nonchalant to But nah, what was I even saying? Oh, yeah. Mr. Nonchalant, two-way player. Then you got Coach's son. And then, I'm just saying there's a lot of good players coming
You
out.
saw all the stuff with Shador, right? And his dad and Travis Hunter. Yeah, so Deion Sanders in an interview said he's going to talk to some of the NFL guys and tell them that my son's not playing here and Travis ain't playing here.
Oh, well, yeah, we've been on that.
Yeah, but that's a crazy thing to say.
No, it's not.
It's crazy.
This guy, bro, if there's one thing that Dion has shown us, it's he's got motion. He makes things move.
He's got yeah, they just today they just got the 5-star quarterback.
Yeah, I saw him. I even did a little bit of research on him.
Tough, ain't he?
I'm better than him, low-key.
Yeah, that's why you're sitting at home right
Okay,
now.
I'm not sitting at home. This is looking just my my practice space by the gym type shit. But not, oh, you can keep going anyways.
Yeah, so Shador going to the Giants would be fun. I know you want that. I know a lot of Giants fans want that. I want that. Shoot, him and Malik Nabers? That'd be so tough.
Dude, I don't want it to sound racist. I don't want it to sound racist,
You're
but
already starting off bad. You're already starting off bad.
I have literally been waiting for a black quarterback my whole life. Like,
Tyrod Taylor.
stop saying his name. Jesus, bro. I don't care about Tyrod Taylor. Oh my goodness, bro. Punctured lungs, bro. Stop.
Know about Bills Tyrod Taylor.
Dude, I know that Josh Allen replaced him. That's what I know. Jeez.
Yeah. About Ashton Jeanty. Where do you think he'll go? Everyone's saying Dallas. I mean, everyone's saying Dallas. But I say he gets picked up pretty early. If he gets that projected mark that he's going to get, and they make, let's say they make playoffs, which are they're projected to make playoffs. They make playoffs. Jeanty goes off in the playoffs. There's no way Dallas sweeps him up. Like, so early. I mean, Dallas might fall a lot because of Dak Prescott being injured and stuff, but.
I don't think that he should be getting any. Oh, bro, I sound like a hater. Bro, he doesn't deserve like none of. Bro, no. I don't think he's good. I don't think he's good. I'm so sorry. I don't think he's good. I don't think he's good.
Have you watched any of his games?
Yes, I have. I don't think he's good.
Can you give a good reason? Do you think the O line carries him? Do you think it's the fact that he
No,
play
I
doesn't
don't.
play high up teams?
It's the conference he's in, and it's
Okay.
not his fault, but like,
Goes back to what I said though. You put this guy in the playoffs and then have him face some teams and let's see
yeah.
what happens.
But I'm saying, because even still, like they're still gonna have him at a very high like projected spot because of what he was doing during like the regular season. Like it wouldn't be fair to judge a player just based on playoffs,
Yeah.
because like. During the regular season, he can carry his team when he's being when they're playing these garbage ass teams. But like when you go into the playoffs and you play a team like Georgia, well, of course, like you're going to be like, pummeled because it's Georgia. But I don't think that he's played enough good teams. Like, don't make fun of me. I was playing college football, right?
Oh, I made
And
fun of you.
I picked Boise. Because I just want to see what bro was all about. I'm just trying to play a couple games with him. And I just lost my whole train of thought.
I got you. I'll take over from here. So I think Ashton Jeanty, personally, is like the Jared McCain.
Don't compare him to Jay
Not,
McCain.
hear me out on this. Both of them do TikTok. I don't know if you've ever seen, have you seen
Yes, I
Ashton
have.
Jeanty? Bro, they both dance all the time. So they got like that coverage down. They're both tough. McCain right now is, I think, isn't he leading the 76ers in points? And Paul George got pressed about that.
I mean, I think it was. I saw a video where
I won't say
Kyle
pressed.
Lowry
I feel
was
like that's a
mad.
bad word to use. That's a bad word to use. But anyway, I think Jeanty's tough. I think Dallas will probably sweep him up because they'll get lower and lower just because they're bad. They're bad because of the injuries. But speaking about injuries, Athens, NBA's got a whole lot of injuries. Whole lot of injuries. I mean, let's go. I mean, this happens every year. This ain't nothing new, but I just want to cover it because, this might affect the team. Some of these teams, like you got Paolo out till December 8th. He's tough. Luka's out till November 30th, which that's just 9 days. They'll be fine. But there's so many injuries. I mean, Kawhi's always injured, and everyone's. Keep telling this man to wrap it up. Retire.
My goat D'Anthony Melton just
Out for the
figured out
year.
that he's gonna need surgery. I'm so upset. Got that boy up out of there. Who else?
There's a
Alex
lot.
Caruso's out.
Chet.
Chet is still out.
He's out till late January. which is going to hurt him on the rebounding and the defensive side, interior defense.
Wendell Carter's
Oh,
out.
dude. Cavs got their first loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you
This
saw it.
happiest day of my life.
You were happy
Yeah.
that the Celtics beat the Cavs?
Yeah.
Why were you so happy?
Warriors lost to the Cavs, but the Warriors beat the Celtics, and then the Celtics beat the Cavs because Curry told his son that if he didn't beat the Cavs, then Curry was going to beat him.
Who's his son?
Jason
Just for those people that don't
Tatum.
know.
It's Jason Tatum.
What makes him his son?
Because my GOAT, Stephen Curry, beat the brakes off Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics in the finals.
See, I never knew Curry was a proud owner of three teams. Did you know that?
Three teams. I
Yeah.
mean, what three teams are we talking?
We got Golden State, proud
Okay.
owner. At the Boston Celtics and OKC. Because tell me why. Last night, I was chilling, watching highlights. Tell me why. Every Curry highlight I saw was him going up against OKC.
Because I don't know, there's just something about OKC that fuels Curry. There's something about OKC that fuels the Warriors in
Same thing
general.
with Clippers. Like, I saw a lot of highlights of him against the Clippers.
It's like that inner conference, inter, because you know, like if I don't want to say a big three, but like the big, well, not big three, but big three, not including the Warriors, was always like Clippers, Thunder, Rockets. So every time that the Warriors go up against those three teams, it's like, okay, you know, this is kind of like a small little victory, you know, more than, you know, a regular game. So every time Steph Curry plays any of those three teams, the man is liable to go off.
That is true. That is true. I mean, Curry is right now number one in the Western Conference. Curry and the Warriors.
Are they still number one?
Yeah, they are. They're 11-3. You know who's right behind them? OKC. You know who's right behind them? Lakers. Bron.
Sorry, the Nuggets are so far down there, I can barely see it. 8-5. Dang.
Buddy, we don't got Jokic. We don't got Jokic.
Stop making excuses, man.
Bro's acted like the best player in the league not being on the team is an
Best
excuse.
player in the league.
Yeah.
I forgot LeBron didn't play anymore. Oh, wait, he does. Stop it.
Oh my God, get off your knees. Get
And
off your
Jason
knees.
Tatum's still playing. Donovan Mitchell's still playing. SGA's still
Leads
playing.
in rebounds per game, leads in assists per
Oh my
game, top
God.
five in points per game.
Average stat pattern, dog. Calm
Oh
down.
my God. Oh my God, you're so pressed you don't have him on your team.
Broken.
He has more MVPs than Curry. Oh my God.
Yeah, Curry would do it too if he was stat padding all the time, but he's not.
Oh my God. Oh, look at him.
My
Oh, he's
God.
so upset. So, what team are you going to switch to after Curry retires?
I'm not gonna switch teams. I probably have a new favorite player. I think it's probably gonna end up either being LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards.
Probably Ant. Melo can't stay on the court.
Well, I've been a fan of Melo for a
But
long time.
Melo's tough. That man playing like Chino Hills Melo. I mentioned this last time. He's actually going off. Going off. Ant's
Unfortunately.
crazy. As much as I hate him playing against my Nuggets, he's so good. And it's so much fun to watch him.
I need LaMelo Ball to get a trade out of Charlotte. Any means necessary.
What if? Now, hear me out on this one. Because like
LaMelo Ball joined the Warriors.
I feel like something could get brewed up here. If management plays it right in Charlotte, they trade some young guys. Because like Bucks are playing horrible, and there's talks about the Bucks wanting to trade Giannis. Imagine LaMelo and Giannis.
That'd be crazy. You'd have a little bit of help. Ooh, that would look be nice.
That would be crazy. You got someone that he could lob to. But at the same time, it's something that we expected off of Dame and Giannis. But it's also bad coaching. When you got Doc Rivers, just horrible coach, I don't know what happened to that man. That fall off needs to be studied. Then you got hands in pockets, Darvin Ham, as an assistant coach.
But I saw a video. I saw a video where they were doing like a little debrief in the locker room,
Yeah, and he's just
and
back there, just hands in pocket, just.
somebody commented there like, "Bro cannot get his hands out of his pockets."
Hey. Salute. All right.
Oh, I thought you were about to say something about being a chill guy. Podcast would have ended early.
Now, but you mentioned it.
You're right. This I'm hovering over it right now.
Yeah, don't click anything yet. Don't you click that. Yeah, that's right. Good boy. What's your name and badge number?
I know what you're doing. I know what you I want you to call me a good boy.
That
That video's hilarious.
video's so funny. I know what this is. I know what this is. Yeah. No, I want you to call me a good boy. Like, my brother, what?
Yeah,
What?
that video is great. I could not stop dying.
Real. That's so real. But anyway, we're gonna cap it off. And you know what, Athens? You know how
Nope.
to just gotta be a what? Oh, you're hovering over it right now. Anyway, that's gonna wrap it up, man. We'll catch y'all after Thanksgiving because we got a break and we're not bringing our stuff. We want food, we want family, and we want friends. That's about it. So have a good Thanksgiving, y'all. We'll catch y'all next time.
Peace.
Peace.